Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shantaria.
Hello, my name is Lindy, and I'm calling on behalf of a cardholder. And she was supposed to get a credit from you all, but she didn't receive it yet. So I was just calling to get the status of that.
Okay. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Lindy.
All right, Miss Lindy. So are you, you're her bank calling in to verify the charges?
Yes. Correct. And she was just saying that she called, and I called too, and they told both of us that she would receive a credit for a charge, but I don't see a credit.
All right, may I have the zip code, please?
Her zip code is 78723.
And what is the customer's name?
It is for Tisha Alexander.
All right. Oh, you said Tisha?
It is T-E-S-H-A.
Okay. And could you verify Ms. Tisha's shipping address for me?
It is 7104 Northeast Drive, apartment 150, Austin, Texas, 78723.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Okay, let me see. So I do see where we have issued refunds of $64.97, $69.97, and $18.94.
Okay, and that's the one I don't see. I see $64.97 and $18.94, but I don't see a credit for the $69.97 charge.
Okay. Well, we issued the credit on the 22nd, and it normally does take at least 3 to 5 business days to go back into the account.
Okay. Okay, but that's what I was calling to confirm, that they actually did issue this and there wasn't any issues with that?
No, ma'am, no issues. Yes, we did issue
okay.
it.
And was the other one issued on the same day, the $64.97?
All of them was issued on the 22nd.
Okay. And they wouldn't normally just come through at the same time?
Well, I've had some people refund come through for one while we were on the phone, and then the other one come in probably a couple of days later when they call. But they will come in once we issue the refund. But it is issued.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thanks for calling customer service, and you have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.